Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck. This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that, maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So
rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The final round of the Restore Your Fertility Group program is opening December 4. Get on top of it, ladies. Let's start thinking about the new year. Let's start putting ourselves first. Let's start thinking about what we really, really want. Stop with the fear. Make the decision. You want to recover. If you feel like you're beating around the bush, if you feel like you're avoiding, if you're in quasi-recovery, if you're just missing important advice and guidance and you just don't have the answers and you need help, that's what we do. Our last round of the Restore program just finished up about 2 weeks ago. 100% success rate. Everybody got their goal. Everybody reached their goal. I'm so proud of that. This group is just getting better and better. So you're 100% going to want to join. I just know it in my gut that this is the year for you. So you're just not going to want to sleep on it. You don't want to get to the end of 2025 and be like, oh my gosh, I should have just done the thing and taken the advice and gotten the help. Let's just bite the bullet. Let's get the work done. Let's go through all of the facts. Let's come up with a plan specific to you. And let's meet every week for 10 weeks until you get the job done. That's our goal with you. Head to thehasociety.com/restore-live. That's thehasociety.com/restore-live. And apply for the program, and you and I can chat and figure out if this is a good move for you, if it's the right place for you, and move forward if getting your period back and getting pregnant by the end of 2025 is your goal. Hey, welcome back to the HA Podcast. It's me, Danny, with Ashley and Mishi. Did you guys hear that in the background?
No.
Sounds good like that. It was a loud crash bang in the background of my place, but
are you concerned?
No. The furniture is being assembled. The furniture is being assembled back there.
Okay, good. Okay. As long as Zara's not running wild.
No. One does not podcast with a toddler in the house without someone else you. Okay, so Truth. We were doing a follow-up episode today just to talk about the femtech that we really like. It makes sense for us to talk about when this type of thing is appropriate. What is femtech? Oh, maybe some people don't even know. We actually just have opinions, and we have things, products that we like, products we don't like, and what it all means. So first of all, femtech is basically technology that allows you to do things with your female reproductive system. And it's not like, that came out. I think everyone's mind went somewhere else. But what I mean is helping you to track your ovulation, track your period, track your hormones. It can look anything. Like many of you have probably all of you have been advertised to just with targeted marketing since you look up things about your fertility. They're coming out with things that you insert in yourself, I guess, to like read your mucus to tell you where you're at in your cycle, which is ridiculous in my personal opinion. Urine strips for testing your hormone levels that you put into a monitor, all the way through to fancy oral thermometers like the Daisy, you know, that tracks into an app, or a wearable that you wear around your arm or you wear around your finger, or your Apple Watch that tracks your cycle. It's all technology for being a female. So it all counts as femtech. And so today we're going to talk about what we like, what we don't like. And for someone with HA, when is like what makes sense to do? Which is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone add anything to that agenda before I?
No, I like it. Very thorough. I can almost hear Mishi's like feminine cry, like, just leave me alone during your like description of like all the things to be tracking. I could just see Mishi's inner child be like, leave me alone.
Just get in tune with your body. We don't need the devices.
I almost realized like she just doesn't even need to be here.
Stop it. I have good input.
Okay, so it's not that you don't have good input, but like you could be over on the team of like, here is why like you don't really need all of this stuff. Okay, so many of you have tracked things and probably even love it. Like you had a Fitbit or you had an Apple Watch, it tracks your steps, it tracks your sleep quality, you had a Whoop, whatever. And many of you will resonate with like how tracking all those metrics sometimes is a slippery slope. It's like it can be stressful. And, you know, we've even had people like clients who are tracking everything, like blood sugar monitors on them, like the glucose monitors, all the things. And they'll like message us and be like, my sleep is so bad and like I'm not recovering. And no, like these changes you've had me make are my monitors going all over the place. And it's like, oh my gosh, how do you feel? And they're like, I feel fine.
Yeah.
But the monitor, like the graph, the app, it says I'm not okay. Right. So there's definitely an important part to this where like you need to be the driver and the decider of how you feel.
Absolutely. I feel like we're still very much on that, like no matter what comes out of our mouth in the next 20 minutes, because your girl's got to do school pickup, you know what I mean? I still am very much of like, you actually don't need any of this. This is more of like a like luxury want. And like, you just need to like use responsibly, meaning that if you're not in a headspace for it, you should not be using it. You know what I mean? Like, you just should not be using it. If you need to spend some time being intuitive or tracking your cycle manually, then like, that's what you need to be doing. But I don't want to get off on a tangent about that. Danny, do you want to tell us about the one that you prefer?
Yes. So I started using the Temp Drop. You guys kind of know this. I talked about it in the last episode. If you follow me on YouTube, I've talked about it. So I feel like I talk about it ad nauseum, and I'll tell you now, I don't get paid to talk about it, but we do get a kickback if you buy one with our code, like full transparency, but no, we're not like sponsored. I started using it because temping was becoming difficult for me to do with having a child and things like that. So I tried it out. I really liked it. I've got the new version. I do like it. I got the premium subscription. I do like it. you wear it around your arm, and it's basically going to, here's what it's going to do for you. Nothing except for tell you how long your follicular phase was, if you ovulated, and how long your luteal phase was.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, we always talk about how the Femtech stuff usually reads you at a lower temperature. This is true because it's not an oral temperature, right? So it's like, it's lower. But my averages are higher than they used to be. And the post-ovulatory temps are actually up at the 98 Fahrenheit. So I'm thinking that they're also getting like better. I mean, I don't know. I can't explain that. But I had someone reach out to me after my last video talking about this. And she said all of her temperatures on Temp Drop actually read high. Higher than her orals. So whatever, but usually they're not 100% accurate to your oral temperature. But if all you're trying to do is understand where you're at in your cycle, I think it's great. And the wonderful thing is it doesn't track anything else other than, you know, your temperatures, your mucus, and the overall parameters of your cycle. And I honestly think that's like the minimum, and for some people, the maximum that they need.
Oh, absolutely. That's so interesting because I haven't seen anybody with their oral temperature, with their temp drop being higher than an oral temperature. I've yet to see that in a client, but hey.
Oh my gosh. Actually, the new app does have sleep. Oh my, okay. So the new app version with the premium that I got does have sleep quality. I only just got the premium.
Oh, but you have to pay. You have to pay extra for premium, right? Like, their standard is free.
So. Yeah. So, and the standard is honestly all you need.
Mm-hmm.
I just got the premium for fun, but yeah, it's like it's telling me when I fell asleep, how many interruptions I had, blah 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 blah. I don't care, but I'm immediately seeing like my Monday sleep score was 62 and I'm like, but I had Zara with me. You know what I mean? So like, I know that already and I don't need you to tell me.
Yeah. You're like, thank you for stating the obvious. And like, honestly, I feel like you should be using Femtech. Like, thank you for stating the obvious. Like, I kind of already knew that. And mm-hmm. I feel like that's a great indication of someone who's mentally able like to wear Femtech and not be like, well, my Femtech said that I'm not okay today, so I'm not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Be like, I know I'm not okay. Like, I got 4 hours of sleep. Like, you know, like, nobody here is wondering. Okay. Is there anything else about Temp Drop that you are enjoying or that you're like, check out my YouTube. I've just done a million videos on it.
Check out my, yeah, I have. It's been screenshots and stuff. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I just like it because I haven't been able to do an oral temperature. And so there it is. It fits well. I don't have to wear it all day. It's probably a pretty similar feeling to how you feel, Ashley, about your, mm-hmm. So we should just segue over there.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, Nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician.
Yeah, so I don't know why I'm not resistant to temp drop. I just feel like, wow, keeping track of a band might, and that little thing seems a little like daunting, right? So like, mind you, like I'm not wearing a watch anymore. I don't track my steps anymore. I don't track my heart rate. I went from tracking everything to being like cold turkey. So I think I'm a little like leery, because I'm the type of person that's like, oh, I happen to randomly get 9,800 steps, I might as well just go walk and get the two. Like, I am the person you should market to. I am that crazy person. So I don't trust myself with it. But I actually went with the Femometer ring. And the reason why I went with that was, one, because I felt like I like the premise of temp drop. I think it's cool. I was just like, man, I really feel like that's a lot to keep track of. And so with this, it is a ring that's very similar to the Oura ring, but like half the price, people. What the flip? I about died when I saw their price. Their price is like $150 or something like that. And like Oura ring is like $350. So this is why I never pulled the trigger on the Oura ring, because I was like, my mucus pattern is pretty consistent and that's what I've been doing, that like, I pretty much know where I'm at with my cycle based on my mucus pattern. Like, I'm really, really consistent. And that's also how your girl got pregnant the first time. Although I will have to say that I was like 6 months post recovery, and my cervical mucus was starting to regulate, and I like was temping, but I didn't pay attention. I was like, there's no way I'm ovulating this soon. Hello, my sex drive was so high and I had egg whites. Yes, I was. Anyways, so so I kind of just wanted something just to check in on my cycle. And so for me, it just wasn't worth $350 when I have a really clear cervical mucus pattern. I was like, I know what day it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, like, I just wasn't interested in like dropping some cash for the Oura ring. And then on top of it, with the Oura ring, you have to then pay not only $350. And look here, I'm not here to say that you don't want to pay that, great product. Knock yourself out. I'm not your demographic. You know what I mean? On to the next. But then, but then like, you have to pay a monthly or annual subscription to use Natural Cycles with it. And I'm like, how much am I paying here? Like, what is going on? Right. So I think it's like, what, like last time I checked, I thought it was like $70. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I already know how to manually read a chart, so I don't need an algorithm. So that was kind of the thing. It's like, I don't need an algorithm. I actually just need you to chart my information, and I'm going to look at it myself, and mm-hmm. I'm going to assess my fertility. So that's why I went with the Femometer. They do have an algorithm. I don't pay attention to it, but they will temp my temperature, like chart the temperatures, and you only have to wear it for 4 hours. So if I forget and I wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and I just pop on my ring, like on my finger. And then my favorite part about it is that I don't have to do that dance, like don't get up and go to the bathroom and wait into temp. Like, all you have to do is open up the app on your phone and it syncs it.
Do you find the temperatures to be relatively as accurate as an oral temp?
No. I still think that they are lower, which I think it's always going to be because it's an average. So I think it functions the same as temp drop. It definitely functions the same as temp drop. And like, we'll show it for the peoples too, but like, it's able to chart where I'm at and chart everything. And so I actually really, really like it. It's really simple. It's like a really small ring. I wear it at night. I open up my app in the morning and then that's it.
And it's pretty cute, right?
Yeah, like it's white. Like, I mean, I would wear it out, but that's the thing is like, that's the other thing. for like the aura ring, I was like, if I'm dropping $350, this thing better be super cute. And I think it's just really chunky.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit thicker. Like, I feel like one of those like rock band dudes who have like a really thick, thick metal ring.
That is such an accurate description.
Isn't it not? And it's always on like the pointer finger. And I'm always like, that's a bold statement. Anyway, so a long story short, I just wanted something to capture my temperature so I could look at the chart myself, assess where I'm at in my cycle. And I just needed to be as streamlined as possible. And I just feel like this kind of just fits the bill for me. So I really like it. And I think that's a great option for our clients once they get done working with us. And they're like, do I have to keep temping for the rest of my life? And now I'm like, no, you could do temp drop or the thermometer ring. Like, yeah. So I really do feel like it's, yeah. And it tracks sleep, but it doesn't track anything else. And that was really key, because if it would have tracked steps or heart rate variability or all this other stuff, I probably would have been like, look at my heart rate.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so we can all just assume they're all going to track sleep, because they're like,
yeah,
why not? Almost like if you don't track sleep, then they might lose sales. Like, yeah, you know, like, because people care.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. But I think once you've also, I don't know, but like once you've been a mom, like you have survived with no sleep, and you're just like, I know I will survive. I don't need a heart rate. Like, I don't need a score to let me know I'm going to survive. I've survived.
Or you don't need a score to tell you that you didn't sleep well. You know.
Yeah. You're like, I'm very aware as I laid awake, unable to fall asleep. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I, even though I am very like anti-devices, kind of like Ashley, how you and I were talking yesterday, we're practicing our flexibility. I also use temp drop, but I use it in tandem with like an oral temp. When I was like post recovery, I brought in temp drop, and I would just use both because I knew temp drop was like, it wasn't as accurate. So I just wanted to keep like an eye on like my baseline temperatures as I was still in that healing phase. But now I'm kind of the same way. Like, I honestly just use temp drop to just get a pulse on what my cycle's like, what my follicular phase is like, what my, like, am I ovulating on time, what my length of my luteal phase is, and occasionally, less often these days, I'll just check in on my follicular phase temperatures and my luteal phase temperatures just to see if they're like, you know, in a great range, like specifically like lately, just because I kind of just like slacked off on like the foundational thing. So I'm just like, man, my body has to be feeling it. Like, let me just see what my follicular phase temperatures are. And I'll just pop in the oral temperature to just kind of like double check. But that's kind of like where I'm at. And I kind of like, I just like the combo. It's super easy, no stress.
Yeah, it's great.
I was just gonna say, like, I think just the biggest takeaway is that our clients go through like a whole transition when they go through a healing process, and they think that like temping forever, and they get so burnt out of temping that like it's just awesome that there's an option that they're like, no, bro, this was a very specific, you can continue, you know what I mean? But no, like we can back off. And like, you will be just fine, I promise.
I think when I was single without kids, temping was a non-issue. So seasons of life can come on in and just like disrupt it. And that's probably the bigger issue than like just getting, because if you just did it forever, you just get used to it for the most part. I like that the tech helps you not have to write it down. But what I love about basically like ending our conversation here is that like in the spirit of saying that like less is more, I don't want to mention 58 freaking products that we like. Quite frankly, there isn't, like, there isn't even that many, right? It's like, okay, I do the armband. Ashley does the ring. I do the armband. I have to take it on and off. Ashley does the ring, so she never has to take it off except to charge it. I mean, she doesn't really do any of it. But, like, she kind of – I'm actually, that's not true. She does more than both of us because she does the temp drop. And so, actually, she's all tech. She's bio-way.
I would if I could find my thermometer. But my child has ran around with it, and now it is –
they're like all over the place.
Don't worry. Yeah, you'll get a new one this weekend. iProven is so nice, and they donate product for our retreats, and it's one of our favorite thermometers. So
I like them because they have the backlight and the
yes,
and the,
it's so big.
The and the number is, you guys, if you are, because I need glasses, I cannot see what the thermometer says in the morning. So they're so cool because they were like, here's a thermometer, and at the end is like a 1-inch by 2-inch screen that just displays the temperature like you're an old person.
I was literally just gonna say it. It's like when you look at an old person's like iPhone and their text are so large.
That is so me, because and like I do like oral temping, but again, my daughter has ran off with it, and so, but seriously, between me trying not to get up and go pee and just trying to like look at the temperature, I'm like trying to open my eyeballs and try to like take all this in, that when they came out with that big backlight with the big print, I was like, praise the Lord, man. I don't know. I'm sitting,
you know what,
over here trying to read like Morse code or something.
I'd hold my phone up to the thermometer to try and get like a luff light on it, and I still just couldn't, because you can't see it. Most of the thermometers keep the temperature logged so you can go back later and turn it on. Yeah. If y'all didn't know that, try it. You can do it with most thermometers, but yeah, this one's great. It's just right there. Boop. It also beeps only one time. Like some of them are like beep 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 for like 10 seconds. It's really bad. But yeah, hopefully this was helpful, guys. So like, you don't need it. But if you do want it for any of the reasons that maybe resonate that we talked about, do it. Otherwise, get the thermometer that we just talked about. That's going to be the biggest game changer for you. And that's all you need. And if you're wondering like, okay, but why would I need it or not? It's like, listen, you've recovered. Your cycles are gaining some regularness. Then go get a wearable, right? Then consider a wearable. Because Ashley was like, I just want to end with this. Ashley was like, I just know because of my mucus. Listen, you better be writing it down. You know what I mean? Like, if, you know, because people are like, yes, my mucus, absolutely. You will get pregnant and you will die.
Yeah. Well, I said that's how I got pregnant. You know what I mean? So that's why. Yeah, no, that's how I totally got pregnant the first time, because I didn't pay attention to my mucus. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm just putting that out there, right? Don't just be like, I'm just going to vibe my mucus. No.
I think you should vibe check your mucus if you're open to getting pregnant. If you're not open to getting pregnant, then what on earth are you doing vibing your mucus? Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Oh my God.
But yes. Thanks, get a thermometer. Guys.
This is great. We're going to put links to the things that we mentioned below. If you like it, use our link, because then like you're supporting the show, which we love that. And let us know what you think. And if you have a product you love, tell us and maybe we'll check it out.
For real.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey. Do you need hella ideas on what to even eat? Is what am I even supposed to eat a question on your mind? Curiosity, uncertainty, lack of clarity around what are actually meals that help you get your period back, right? What does it mean to eat nourishing meals? What does it mean to eat, quote, normal? All of these things are super common questions we get all the time. So our team has put together the best meal ideas guide for recovery that you have ever seen, if you've ever even seen one. So head to thehasociety.com/meal ideas to download it. It's totally free, a little gift for you just to help end the confusion. I hope you guys enjoy it. That's thehasociety.com/meal guide, and enjoy the rest of the show.